You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Judy Nadell and Damian Clarkson are the co-founders of The Pack, a UK-based company created to improve the health of dogs with their plant-based meals. While many might question the need for dogs to eat vegan diets, Judy and Damian are out to show the scientific benefits of the switch and have launched the brand with three flavors aimed at providing a nutritionally balanced meal for all dogs. The pair previously founded a platform called Vevolution, aimed at bringing together startups, innovators, and investors in the plant-based world, where they decided there was a great market for pet nutrition. Here now is Judy with the story of The Pack.
The Pack is a plant-based dog food. We incorporated the company last year, but we actually only just launched the company 3 weeks ago. So we're a very early stage startup. And our mission is basically to create delicious, nutritious, plant-based meals for all dog kind. The way we've worked in creating our products is that we wanted to create something that was nutritionally complete, because for plant-based pet food, the products out there in the moment in the UK and Europe, there's some great products, but we felt that we wanted to kind of be on par with a meat pet food that's available, so like a Lily's Kitchen, for example. So we really wanted to make sure that we were creating something that was nutritionally complete, really delicious, and that we were just giving something that was a bit different so that dogs could really enjoy their meals and get something indulgent, just as indulgent as their pet parent. There's a few main reasons why we created plant-based. So for myself and Damien, who created The Pack, we've been in the plant-based movement for the past 6-7 years, and we've been very much at the heart of like the human food revolution that's been happening and all the innovation that's been going into the human food space. And we've seen so much incredible companies that have come out of that and different products, and something that's really addressing not only, you know, food innovation, but looking at the climate crisis and how food can really be instrumental in being part of the positive solution to the problems our world are facing. And so we were looking at the pet food industry, and we're like, there just hasn't been that same innovation that's been going on. And we felt that after doing lots of research and seeing like just crazy statistics that are coming out in the pet food space, where the health of dogs are in jeopardy at the moment, with like there being a massive health crisis, there's 51% of dogs being overweight or obese at the moment. And there hasn't been, I guess, a link between nutrition. It's similarly to how, you know, in the human food space, that there's not always a link between nutrition and health. And you look at what's in a lot of dog food, there are a lot of nasties, and we're like, this needs to be addressed. And the other point is, as well, as the planet. We all know there's a climate crisis going on, and food is a huge contributor. When we started doing research, we were just blown away that like 25% of greenhouse gases produced by food comes from what we feed our pets. And that's like a huge paw print. So we were like, you know, we want to create something that is plant-based, that's part of this positive solution in terms of the kind of problems our world is facing, and also the health crisis our dogs are facing. There's still quite a lot of education that needs to happen around plant-based and how dogs can thrive on a plant-based diet. And dogs are omnivores, which means they can break down proteins, whether that comes from meat or vegetables. And we all know that dogs need protein, and they need protein in their diet to be healthy, happy dogs. But this protein doesn't need to come from meat. It can come from plants. And the other point as well is, when we started speaking to different pet nutritionists and animal nutritionists and food technologists, we realized that dogs actually need a lot of variety in their diet, because if they're only fed one or two things for their whole life, which sadly it does happen with a lot of dogs, that people think that they have to be on one type of food for the rest of their life, which actually isn't very fun for dogs, they're kind of lacking certain nutrients. And to have variety in their diet is actually really great. So for us, we really wanted to make something that was nutritionally complete. So if there was a plant-based dog, they could enjoy and thrive on the product. But we call it the flexi doggy, and we wanted to reach that flexi doggy and who may not go 100% vegan or plant-based themselves, but they want to have more plants in their diet. You know, their pet parent wants to be part of that positive change in terms of the problems our world is facing, and they want to just have more plants in their diet. So it's not saying that the dog is going to go plant-based, but they're just going to have more variety in their diet. Basically, we feel that we don't make vegan or plant-based food for vegan dogs. We craft healthy plant-based meals for all dog kinds, so every dog can enjoy our meal. me and my husband, Damien, had this idea of creating the pack for quite a few years before we actually created the company. COVID actually weirdly gave us that chance to create the company because the world slowed down and then we had some time to reflect and think, okay, this is actually the right time to do this company. And we got my uncle involved, who does a lot of product innovation in the human food space. It's a real family business and he's just such an enthusiast when it comes to all these different ingredients and looking in the plant-based space and looking at how we can do something differently. And we were looking at what there was already available in the UK and Europe in the plant-based dog food space, and we felt that people weren't getting super creative with making things different and innovative, and we really wanted to create something that was not only delicious for the dog but was familiar to the pet parents. We didn't want them to feel like you're giving vegan dog food to your dog. We wanted them to feel like this is just a normal food I'm giving to my dog and it happens to be plant-based. So we kind of looked at what was happening in the human food space with the meat alternatives that were happening, and we were like, that would be super cool if we could do that in this space as well. So why can't we give them a chicken, a fish and a beef wet food, but it just so happens to be vegan, plant-based? So we created meat analog wet food products, and our first range is three products, and one is called No Fishy Dishy, which is a fish alternative. There's No Moo Ragu, which is our beef alternative, and then No Cluck Casserole, which is our chicken alternative. It's a really fun way to introduce, I think, this kind of concept into the pet food industry because it hasn't really been done before. A lot of the other products, they're very much vegan products for vegan dogs. You can tell the brand is very vegan, which is great, and there's a niche for that, but we really wanted to create something that was fun, was exciting, was inclusive as well, so it didn't scare people away, and that was hopefully at one point going to become a mainstream brand. So we really wanted to create something that got people excited. So there are three products that we launched a few weeks ago, which is really great. We've been dying to, you know, launch the products and the brand for some time now, but because of COVID and Brexit, it's been a lot of fun to work with. We've had to just be humble and just work with other people, you know, our suppliers, timelines and all of that exciting stuff. So, but since we've launched, it's been incredible and we've had such great feedback. We've actually been a bit blown away by how the dogs have reacted because the actual texture and consistency is actually very different from what a regular wet food is. And the reason we created it this way, it's more like a stew. The reason we created this is for something that's different, number one, and then also, like we're saying, with wanting to get the flexi dogging involved in eating our products, we felt that this is a great way for pet parents to be able to give it alongside their current diet. So it mixes really well with the kibble, for example. But yeah, we've been getting such great feedback, and for us, you know, it's really important to build up a community around what we're doing. We're seeing this as a movement, and that it's not just another pet food and another pet food brand. For us, this is a movement, and we're trying to do something that's really disruptive and really game changing. And in order to do that, we need to have a community of people around us so they feel part of the mission that we're trying to do. So we're slowly building that, and hopefully we'll get there. A huge thing that was important to us is that our products were always backed by science and data, and so that, you know, we didn't want to just tinker around in our kitchen and come up with a recipe. That from the beginning we saw a team of experts within the pet food space, so we immediately sought out an animal nutritionist who's been able to help us make sure that the dogs are going to get all the nutrients and everything they need to thrive on this diet and this food. And we also sought out an incredible food scientist who was able to help us create the first concept of the product, and then a food technologist who's had over 30 years of experience in the pet food industry, and he was able to really help us hone the recipe, the texture, make sure that the palatability is just on point so that the first smell and lick they get, they just love the product. And also we were very fortunate to be able to find like an amazing world-leading pet food manufacturer who develops wet food, who worked with some of the biggest brands in the world. For an early stage startup, it's very difficult for big manufacturers to open up their doors to you because you haven't proven anything to them and they don't know who you are and they don't know if you're serious. And we reached out to a lot of different people and got zero reply. So we were really lucky that our manufacturer we're working with now felt excited and saw the future of plant-based and alternative proteins in pet food and wanted to work with us and not only just make the food for us, but they actually wanted to create and help us develop and hone the recipe and create something disruptive and innovative. So we've been really lucky to work with this manufacturer.
Judy Nadell, co-founder of The Pack. You can learn more and see their very clever branding over at thepackpet.com. My thanks to Judy and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.